My name is Mike Duke, and I live in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm totally blind, 66 years old, and I have been a licensed and active amateur or ham radio operator for almost 52 years. Additionally, I've been employed in the broadcast field since graduating from college in 1976. Here's a little bit about how all that came to be. At around the age of 4, I proclaimed in the Here's How It Is World manner of any good 4-year-old, "When I grow up, I'm going to work for the radio station." As I grew older, I never lost that desire, even when I would learn about other employment opportunities for people who were blind. That desire led to a degree in communications from Mississippi State University and my first grown-up job at my hometown radio station in Newton, Mississippi. My first encounter with a shortwave radio happened at a neighbor's house when I was 7 years old. But I didn't pay much attention to the shortwave bands because that radio was the best AM broadcast receiver I had ever encountered. It would bring in lots of stations that no radio at my house would touch. When I was 11, my brother built a CB radio or Citizens Band radio from a kit. You could do that in the mid-60s. As he assembled it, he let me touch the parts and tried to explain to me what each one did to make the radio work. Once that kit was assembled, we could hear people from all over the country and sometimes even talk to them. At about that same time, I found a book in the library at the Mississippi School for the Blind. It was the first edition of a book called How to Become a Radio Amateur by the American Radio Relay League. From that point, I knew that someday I would obtain an amateur radio license. That summer, I borrowed the shortwave radio I mentioned earlier, and this time I kept it mostly tuned to the ham bands. During the following summer, between my 7th and 8th grade year of school, I began learning the Morse code by listening to a set of records that I had received for Christmas. I would type the practice exercises on a typewriter, and my mother would check my work against the lessons which were printed in the book that came with the records. Learning the electronic theory that was required at the time was a bit more challenging for me. But thanks to the combination of that aforementioned How to Become a Radio Amateur book in Braille, other material that my parents, brother, and sister recorded for me on reel-to-reel tape, an amateur radio license correspondence course that was offered at the time by the Hadley School for the Blind, and a math teacher who gave me a crash course in algebra a full year ahead of when I began studying the subject for real, I passed the exam for the novice class, or beginner's class, of amateur radio license just as I entered the 10th grade. I received the call sign WN5ADC, Alpha Delta Charlie, in October 1969, when I was 14 years old. I made lots of contacts with that license, all of which were using Morse code. I then passed the general class license the following summer, and then the advanced class license just before enrolling at Mississippi State University in the fall of 1972. I passed the amateur extra class license in 1985 during one of the first volunteer exam sessions that was conducted by a local radio club about 30 miles from my home. The license structure and the requirements for obtaining the licenses have changed through the years, but an amateur radio license is still a very worthwhile goal and a worthy achievement. In the mid-90s, when we were given the opportunity to choose our own custom call sign, I traded WB5ADC for K5XU, Kilo 5 X-ray Uniform, because it had a wonderful sound when transmitted in Morse code. Here's how it sounds. Although proficiency in Morse code is no longer required to obtain an amateur radio license, I still enjoy using it and helping others who wish to learn it. I spend a lot of time operating Morse code, or CW as it is called in the hobby, and I operate the CW station for my radio club each year during Field Day, an annual emergency preparedness exercise that you will hear a lot more about as you continue to explore the hobby. I also enjoy providing communications for events such as bike rides, marathons, and other charity-related activities. This is the part of the hobby that I also share with my wife, who became licensed about 15 years ago. but the primary thing I enjoy about ham radio is talking with other people. Some of those people I have known since high school or college. Others I have eventually met personally after talking with them for a while over the air. But many of them are people I am not likely to ever meet in person, such as hams from other countries. Despite all of the ways of communicating via the internet and instantly over a cell phone, amateur radio is a great hobby for anyone, especially for a person who is blind. Because of ham radio, I have been able to interact with an amazing variety of individuals who I would have never encountered otherwise without that common interest. Most of these people do not know I am blind until we meet in person, and by that time, blindness doesn't really matter to them.